This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This is a time of year when a lot of people are thinking about food. So we thought we'd bring you some poems about food from around South Florida. Here's how we got them. Earlier this year, we asked you to send us your edible odes. It was our annual project with the O Miami Poetry Festival. We celebrated and listened to these poems at the Skaya Village in Miami.
So I'm Judith Frankel. This is Emily Frankel.
Hi.
My poem is about mangoes. We moved to a house a couple years ago, and it had two large, beautiful mango trees, and that was the inspiration for my poem. Mangoes. We wait for them to drop. We eat them whole while standing shirtless in the yard. We peel back the skin and slurp the fluorescent flesh. Then Mama sprays the hose over us, and we dance clean.
My name is Sebastian Mendez. I'm a student at John A. Ferguson. My poem is an ode towards my grandmother. She was a fascinating cook. And one of her specialties was empanadas. So everyone here knows what empanadas are. That smell. That inexorable aroma that would engulf that small one-bedroom apartment. That iconic aroma that would find its way into every crack and crevice of that memorable kitchen. That warm smell that would capture me and take me.
My name is Sam Kaplan. I'm 8 years old. I was laying in my bed in a hotel and looking at the ceiling, like, when is breakfast gonna come? Here it is. Pancakes. I love pancakes. I hope room service gives me pancakes. Pancakes. I love pancakes. I want pancakes. Pancakes, the syrup. What's better than pancakes?
Wait, Sam, before you go away, I have a question for you. Did you get the pancakes?
Yes.
Lazaro Garcia.
Just as a heads up, sorry to the people that can't speak Spanish. Oro sol de ramas alta, plantada en tierra baja. Amarilla luna menguante, a veces aplastado, frito y salado. Fruta de mi continente desconocido, plátano.
Hi, I'm Madari Pendas, and I'm from Hialeah. Yes, clap. So the poem I'm reading is inspired kind of about Latin identity and community, because when you go somewhere new, you don't find the food and beverages of your culture. But when you do, what you've really found is your community as well. So this poem is called You Can Keep Your Pepsi, I Have Jarritos. I know I'm home or somewhere similar when jarritos are on the menu. Neon juices against curvaceous clear glass, green jug emblem. Carbonation makes my eyes water. The humidity makes the glass cry too. An emotional reunion for both.
I'm Stephen Schauer, born and raised in Syracuse, New York, to a Miami mom who trucked us back and forth for years. And now I live in our family home and take care of my aunt, along with our wonderful aide, Zobi, from Nicaragua, who makes homemade chorizo and rondon and nacatamales. And that was the inspiration for my ode to nacatamales. Oh, nacatamal pulled from boiling water at the flea market. Cut your cords, unfold your cloak of banana leaf, expose your inner veins, fat chunks of pork, green olives, sweet peppers, tomato, buried in corn masa like contraband in sawdust.
Those were some of the poems from our Edible Odes project with the O Miami Poetry Festival. You can find more of them at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.